Somalilanders celebrated outside Sheffield City Hall after the local council voted Wednesday to recognise the region's right to self-determination. Thousands of people of Somaliland origin live in the northern British city. Somaliland's foreign minister told VOA about the vote's symbolic importance.
Somaliland has actually fulfilled all of the requirements of the statehood, you know, the border, the population, the currency, the independence, the elections, the democracy, the rule of law, the human rights record of Somaliland. And I think they have looked into all of those areas and realized that Somaliland has met the requirements for a statehood.
Somaliland occupies the northern section of Somalia. The rest of the country has been plagued by lawlessness and violence since the overthrow of Somalia's leader in 1991. Later that same year, Somalilanders voted in a referendum to become independent, a result that has not been recognized by any nation. Mohamed Yunis calls Somaliland a relative oasis of peace.
We have a proper functioning government and institutions, while the other part of Somalia is actually burning and having a lot of difficulties, as you know, which is piracy, terrorism, Shabab.
Somaliland did gain brief statehood upon its independence from Britain in June 1960, but its government chose to merge with Somalia. Convincing the world that Somaliland should be recognised as independent will not be easy, says Alex Vines of London-based policy analyst group Chatham House.
Internationally, everybody says it will have to be led by Africa. When you talk to African leaders, it's like, well, we might consider it, but we wouldn't be the first.
Somaliland authorities say the region's economy would support independence. Livestock farming is the backbone. Authorities say the main port, Berbera, occupies a strategic position.
It is not export livestock from Somaliland. Somaliland, the Berbera export, we export livestock from Ethiopia, from Somalia, from Kenya. So it is the center of export of all livestock from the home.
Somaliland authorities have handed out exploration licenses to a number of foreign oil firms, to the anger of the Somali government in Mogadishu. The country could also offer an export hub for landlocked Ethiopia, says Alex Vines.
It wouldn't be necessary against the interests of neighbouring Ethiopia, but the precedent of recognising Somaliland would then add complexity to Ethiopia itself.
Somaliland authorities say talks with the Somali government are progressing, but observers say Mogadishu favours unity, and few expect any countries to follow Sheffield's lead in the near future. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.